This is Akashvani, the Northeast News, read by Arundhati Paul. In Nagaland, more than 200 vehicles carrying evicted illegal immigrants from Assam attempting to enter Newland district were intercepted and deported at the Newland checkpost. The operation was carried out by the district administration, police, CRPF and village authorities at various checkposts across Newland district bordering Assam. The Nagaland government is on high alert following the eviction drive being conducted in neighboring Assam against illegal immigrants. The government has already directed district administrations and law enforcement agencies across the state, particularly in districts sharing a border with Assam, to remain vigilant against any attempted influx of illegal immigrants. The state government emphasized that this proactive approach is essential for maintaining law and order and safeguarding the demographic integrity of the state. In Meghalaya, all deputy commissioners have been directed to keep vigilance and take necessary measures to ensure the potential influx is kept in check and law and order is maintained. An order was issued yesterday by Additional Chief Secretary in charge of Home Political Department, Shakil P. Ahmed, in view of the ongoing eviction drive against illegal settlers undertaken by the government of Assam and to prevent possible influx of the displaced individuals to the state. In Manipur, a high alert was issued and the district authorities have been directed to tighten surveillance across all international, interstate and inter-district borders in light of escalating concerns over a potential influx of illegal migrants from neighboring countries. An official advisory circulated yesterday to all deputy commissioners and superintendents of police in the state instructed to maintain the utmost vigil and establish a robust mechanism to prevent illegal border crossing. The Ministry for Development of Northeastern Region organized a Rising Northeast Investors Summit 2025 to catalyze trade and investment in the Northeastern region. This information was given by the Union Minister of State in charge, Ministry for Development of Northeastern Region, Dr. Sukanth Mojumdar, in a written reply to a question in the Lok Sabha yesterday. Collectively, the summit and its pre-event roadshows garnered investments, interests of 4.48 lakh crore rupees through memoranda of understanding, letters of intent and qualified leads from private investors, public sector undertakings and major industrial conglomerates. State government are actively engaged with all the investors for grounding of these MOUs. The state governments promote the adoption of low-carbon technologies and environmentally sustainable practices to achieve economic development while preserving ecological integrity in the ecologically sensitive northeastern region. Acting on a specific tip-off, vigilant troops of the 22nd Battalion of BSF in Meghalaya launched a joint operation with police, resulting in the interception of 5 pickup trucks transporting a total of 76 cattle, 43 alive and 33 dead, in extremely inhuman and unhygienic conditions. The operation also led to the apprehension of 7 Indian nationals involved in the illegal act. 3 walkie-talkie sets were recovered from the apprehended individuals, indicating their coordinated efforts and links with an organized smuggling network. The accused were using these wireless devices to communicate and coordinate the movement of vehicles, which is a common tactic employed by cross-border smugglers. All the seized items and individuals have been handed over to the concerned police authorities for further investigation and legal action. Akashvani Shillong celebrated National Broadcasting Day yesterday with a grand cultural event at the U Sosotham Auditorium in Meghalaya. Speaking on the occasion, Director General of Akashvani, Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur, highlighted Akashvani's 90-year legacy, emphasizing its role as a trusted voice in the digital era. She encouraged audiences to embrace new platforms like the News on Air app and OTT service Waves. Dr. Gaur lauded the performers and reaffirmed Akashvani's mission to remain a beacon of trust, tradition and innovation in Indian public broadcasting. The highlight was a spectacular concert featuring bands from all 8 northeastern states celebrating the region's musical diversity and unity. The event reflected a seamless blend of tradition, innovation and regional pride, a true tribute to Akashvani's journey as the voice of the nation. And with that, we end the Northeast News from Akashvani. Have a nice day.